Congressman Frost, the White House says the emails proved nothing and said the Democrats on your committee had selectively leaked them to, quote, create a fake narrative to smear President Trump. What do you say to that? Do you think they prove anything?
The White House is in a full cover-up mode. They are doing everything they can to cover this up and cover up Donald Trump's, either the fact that he's implicated or the fact that he knew about it, and is trying to cover things up for his friends and other rich elites and billionaires and people like that. What we know to be true is that when the initial birthday card came up, where Donald Trump literally drew a woman, or what it looks like to me, a teenager, sent it to Jeffrey Epstein saying they had a lot in common, the White House and the president came out and said it was fake. We know it wasn't fake. We got that directly from the Epstein estate. Now these emails come up where he's implicated once again, and it doesn't just say he knew what was going on. It says he spent hours with one of the victim, with one of the victims. And not just that, but Jeffrey Epstein was speaking about with Michael Wolff on how much leverage they have over Trump as well. So this raises even more questions. And the biggest one is, why did the president lie in the first place about what he knew about the sex trafficking ring and the crimes of Jeffrey Epstein?